Hare Hare. Thank you very much for coming to this Sunday evening, Sunday feast lecture and Sunday feast aarti. How many people enjoyed this aarti, today's aarti? Who sang that aarti today? Shastrakrit Prabhu? Where is he? He's not here. Anyway, so please come every Sunday. We have the similar kind of aesthetic aarti. Now, next weekend on Sunday, what is happening? Jagannath Swami ki! Yeah. So it's going to be a very big festival. It's the mother of, for Rukmini Dharkavadish, it's the mother of all festivals. It's a big, huge festival. So I'm going to discuss this evening about taking into that spirit and that mood about Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath and the relationship of Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are Gaudiyas, right? So we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I'm going to discuss some few things. But before I do that, there is one bhajan. I just released a CD. It's called Vandana, Devotional Prayers. And this is some few songs sung by me, and then one by Lilavati, my good wife, and one my daughter, Rupal. So in this particular one bhajan, I selected a bhajan called... 8th bhajan is called Sri Nandana Nandana, Sei Jaga Vandana, Chandana Charchita Anga. So this is describing Madhavi Devi Dasi. She was the 3.5 intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are talking about 520 years ago. And she was a little aged lady. And she wrote one wonderful bhajan. And then I sang that bhajan on, it's number 8, Sri Nandana Nandana. So please take this advantage. I'm sorry? It's too long, we don't have that much time and I need to discuss. But, you know, if you want to, into here, you can get this CD from outside. Suspense, huh? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says Jagannath and Chaitanya, that's where I'm going to start. And this is a text number 137 of the first chapter of Sesha Khanda of Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Sri Lochandas Thakur quotes the following verse, it is from the Vayu Puran. Now, what I'm trying to do here, establish the relationship between Jagannath and Chaitanya. So, please hear me out with a rapt attention. It says, Kaleha Prathama Sandhyayam Lakshmi Kanto Bhavishyati Daru Brahma Samipantaha Samashyaro Gaura Vigraha. In the beginning of this age, Kali Yuga, Lord Narayan will appear on the earth in a golden form. And who is that golden form? Prabhus and Madhav? Jor se boliye sab log, everybody loud, chantly loud, Lord Chaitanya ki Jai. Will appear on the earth in a golden form, taking sannyasa. He will reside in Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, near Lord Jagannath temple. So that's what happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in this mortal world for 48 years. And out of that 48 years, 18 years he spent here in Jagannath Puri. So there is so much significance, so much nectar I'm going to share with you this evening. There is a special relationship between Jagannath and Sri Lord Chaitanya. It is significant that Jagannath was the main deity worshipped by Mahaprabhu. Many of his associates, there were several associates of Lord Chaitanya, many of their associates, they worship, including Tota Gopinath, who was worshipped by Sri Srila Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Krishna Balram was Chota Haridas. There are several names. These are all intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. Chota Haridas, Madhavi Dasis, Radha Govindanath, Gopinath. The bhajan I sang is by Madhavi Dasi, is by Radha Gopinath. Radha Damodar deities by Swarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Giridhari worshipped by Jagananda Pandit, Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra worshipped by Kanai Kanta, like etc. And Shishi Radha Madan Mohan worshipped by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Yet aside from some brief mention of Mahaprabhu going to receive the darshan of Tota Gopinath and Alarnath, in Brahmagiri, which is very 14 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri. There is no description found of the going for darshan of the deities other than Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always visited that Lord Jagannath. There was no mention that he visited some other deities. However, the biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describe extensively about his daily and often multiple daily darshan with Lord Jagannath. Sri Lochandas Thakur, Lochandas Thakur is one of the acharyas in our disciplic succession, by the way, and he wrote this book called Chaitanya Mangala. He states, Lochandas Thakur states in his Chaitanya Mangala that Gaurachandra, everybody say Gaurachandra, was going for darshan of Jagannath 3 times a day. So he cannot, it's a separation, in the mood of separation he was going there. He cannot bear that separation, so that's why he keep on going. That ecstasy. So the point, you know, here, that's what I'm trying to make, the point is that now, as you know, that Krishna's feature is Jagannath. See, this is Krishna's feature as Jagannath, known as Mahabhav Prakash. Mahabhav Prakash, Krishna's manifestation of ecstasy while feeling separation from the residents of Vrindavan. So that's that Mahabhav Prakash of Lord Jagannath. Because Lord Jagannath is none other than whom? Lord Shri Krishna, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, crying for Krishna and Jagannath is in Vrindavan. Crying for Krishna and Jagannath, Krishna crying for Srimati Radharani. So that's what that relation, you know, I'm trying to establish here. And it's given in so many sastras. Now, the question could arise that because we are the followers of Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is, we just saying that prayers, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Srimati Radharani with the bodily luster of that bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's another name is Gauranga. Everybody say Gauranga. That's a Gaura Anga. The one who has that Anga, the bodily luster, as a molten gold, like same as Srimati Radharani. So now question could arise, why do the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even bother to visit Jagannath Puri, a place that has opulence like that of Dwarka, and when Radharani is not worshipped with Jagannath? Because in Jagannath, there is no worship of Srimati Radharani. And as you know that we are the Gaudiyas. Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quoted that the worshipper of Vishnu is called Vaishnavas. The worshipper of Krishna is called Karshnas. Karshnas means just they worship Krishna. There is no other deity. Like, you know, the Pushtimargi, the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, they only worship Krishna. And they worship Krishna in which form? In the Lord is holding the Giri Govardhan. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. So that's what, at the 7 years old, he hold that Giri Govardhan for 7 days and 7 nights. He was 7 years old, and the circumference is 7 kosh. 7 kosh. So that's what Lord Shri Krishna, that's called Karshnas. Only Lord Shri Krishna. There is no Radharani. But we, the Gaudiyas, we are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We worship Radharani in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipping Radharani. So that's what we are called Gaudiyas. So naturally the question can arise that why we worship Jagannath when there is no worship of Radharani. One may say, I go there because in Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed pastimes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Yes, true. That is true. But the mood of Mahaprabhu in Puri is the tasting of Radha's crying in separation from Krishna. See, what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to get you in that mood. When we pull that card on Sunday, next Sunday, what bhav, what mood we should pull that card? So that's what I'm trying to achieve here. So let's continue. By the way, this is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in several places. It is true, but the mood of Mahaprabhu in Puri is the testing of Radha's crying in separation from Krishna. Why would we want to see Radha outside of Raja in that condition? Right? That's a very natural question. Naturally, the followers of Mahaprabhu want to see her happily by the side of Krishna in Vrindavan, where Krishna and Radha eternally enjoys their pastimes. Right? Isn't it true, Prabhus and Matajis? But if they see her in a crying condition, then they are overwhelmed with the desire to alleviate her suffering, putting aside any other consideration. Because we are Gaudiyas, we are trying to please Radharani. Like all the Sakhis, all the Astasakhis, they were trying to do what? They're trying to make a wonderful arrangement so Krishna and Radha can meet. So this is little information, but I'm going to share with you since I want to make a point about this Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. This point is made by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is said to have stated, shallow thinkers, listen very carefully, shallow thinkers appreciate Vrindavan, but a man of a real bhajan, the elevated soul, real divine aspiration, aspires to live in Kurukshetra. There is another turn I'm giving. So why Kurukshetra? There is a reason behind it. Okay, so let's continue. He'll explain that after visiting many places, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining that after visiting several places of pilgrimage, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was Bhaktivinoda Thakur and relation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, father of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, commented that he would like to spend his last days in Kurukshetra. He said, Kurukshetra is the real place of bhajan, sadhana bhakti. You can do that in Kurukshetra. Now I'm going to explain why Kurukshetra. Now, why did Bhaktivinoda ask to go to Kurukshetra? That's a natural question, right? Why not Radha Kunda or somewhere in Vraja? The goal of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vrindavan, not Kurukshetra. Right? That's what we wanted to go to Vraja. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. Where? With Krishna. Na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko na pavaka, yad gatvana nivartante, tad dhamam paramam mama. So Krishna says that now in chapter number 15, na bhasayate suryo, this my abode is not illuminated by fire, not by electricity, not by sun, not by moon. Once having reached to that abode, you will not come back to this mortal world. Who would like to do that? So say big Hari Bol. One more time. So I will bless you that you will all go back home, back to Godhead. How about that? Special mercy of our Rukmini Dwarkadesh, special mercy of Jagannath Ji Baldev Subhadra Maharani, special mercy of Shishi Gaur Nitai, and special mercy of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Let's continue. Are you getting into that right now? Are you right now where? Where are you right now? Kurukshetra. And then we are going to go to Jagannath Puri. And then we'll go to Vrindavan. See, this mind is very chanchal, huh? It's very flickering. It can go in 1 second all the way to Himalayas, at the top of that. That's mind. Okay, let's continue here. Bhaktivinoda went there because he understood. Okay, here's the explanation. Are you all ready for that explanation? Very sweet, very wonderful explanation. It's called full of bhava. Bhaktivinoda went there because he understood that Radha had gone to Kurukshetra at the time of the solar eclipse. How many Prabhus and Matajis remember that there was a solar eclipse? And then, yes. Please raise your hand if you know that solar eclipse. Yeah. So that Radha and all the Brajavasis, they went to Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse. And then Krishna, okay, by the way, once Krishna left, Vrindavan. Then he went to Mathura and killed Kamsa, Charun and all those demons. And from that he released whom? His father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva. After he killed Kamsa. And then from there he went to Dwarka and he never came back to Vrindavan. But at this time, at this eclipse, Krishna came from Dwarka along with whom? Along with all his queens. How many queens Krishna had? 16,108. Wow, huh? That's far out. Okay, here we go. Okay. We cannot even handle one wife, you know, and Krishna can handle you. I'm not talking about Lilavati, by the way. Okay. Bhaktivinoda went there because he understood that Radha had gone to Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse to be with Krishna. But in Kurukshetra, Srimati was in difficult position. Srimati Radharani was in a difficult position. She was surrounded by Krishna's wives and all of his kingly opulence. Right? Krishna was like a prince with armor. What Radharani is, what kind of image Radharani had for Krishna? Our Shyama Sundar, Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, Venukvanantam Aravinda Dalayataksha. With a very large lotus face, lotus eyes, and he is holding what? Flute. And he was wearing a very yellow garment. And then he has a Vajanti Mala, which is made out of 5 colors. And his Barhavata means, you know, he's having a peacock feather. That's what Krishna. But in this Kurukshetra, Krishna was like a prince. The peacock was gone. The flute was gone. Instead of flute, what he was holding on? Sword. Right? Okay, let's continue. There was no Yamuna River present, or no Vamsivat, no Govardhan hill, where they had wonderful amorous pastimes, Krishna and Radha. Therefore, it is commented that Bhaktivinoda wanted to go to Kurukshetra. Listen up very carefully, Prabhus and Matajis. Because he saw that Radha's need there was the greatest. Radharani's need was the greatest. And he felt, Bhaktivinoda Thakur felt, that where the need is greatest, service is the most appreciated. Where the great is, you know, in Vrindavan, there were all the sakis and everything. There was not that much service, but there was always a service. But here, Radharani was by herself. So, that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying. And in the purport also, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 13.120, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada also explains how Jagannath Puri is like Kurukshetra. Who would like to hear that? Then what do you have to say? What do you have to say? Loudly. Boliye Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Okay, very good. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Prabhupada writes, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister, others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. That is Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath is Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Are you getting that point here? What Prabhupada is saying? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple correspond to Srimati Radharani. Radharani is leading Krishna towards Vrindavan, Sri Kshetra Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka and the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. So are you getting this point here? What we are doing here? So, since, you know, I told you, we are the Gaudiyas. We are in the followers of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when, on 5th August, when you go from Santa Monica to Venice Beach, you are going to pull that cart. In what bhav? That we are the worshipper of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiyas. We are helping, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my real place to, at my last moment is to go to Kurukshetra, help Srimati Radharani, that bhajan, that mood, that bhav. So when we pull that cart, Prabhus and Matajis, we are going, helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How we are helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By pulling that cart, bringing Lord Shri Krishna back to Vrindavan. We are helping, we are going to pull that cart. And says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me the strength so we can pull that cart, bring that Radharani, Lord Shri Krishna back to Vrindavan. Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. And so you can imagine, you can see that our Venice Beach is like a Vrindavan. And then Santa Monica Beach is like a Dwarka or Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra. That bhav, I would like you to, you know, develop in that. So that's what it is about Rath Yatra. So this Rath Yatra is a festival of chariots, festival of ropes, festival of cheer. Cheers. Why we are cheering? Why we are joyful? Because we are bringing Chaitanya, we are helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And then we can, because we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a festival of dance, ecstasy, festivities, and then laugh. This is all festival. And of course, above all, festival of prasadam. Hey, how we can forget that, free prasadam. You know, I saw one time, those people are from Santa Monica to going to that pathway, right? On that sidewalk, there were so many people holding about Jesus Christ, you know. What is that? Salvation. You want salvation? Come to this, right? And then they try to disturb us. And then I saw that there are so many, you know, those, what do you call? The preachers, huh? Yeah. So they were standing on that free prasadam line, holding that poster, you know, eating our prasadam. I saw that, I took a picture and I sent it to our GBC, Badrinarayan Prabhu. Badrinarayan said, yeah, that's great. Eating Krishna prasad. They need the mercy. That's how merciful our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. To give that mercy to all, to the fallen conditioned soul. So, pull that chariot, Prabhu, with that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and helping their reunion. There's one more thing here. When Krishna decided to enjoy his pleasure potency, he manifested himself in the separate form of Radharani. And when he wanted to understand himself through the agency of Radha, he united with Radharani, and that unification is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bolo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. By the way, talking about prasadam, I got some factoids, you know, some facts for you. In Jagannath temple, it says, there is a saying that there are four parts of India. One is Northern India, Southern India, Eastern India. And then each places we have a wonderful, nice temples. So it says here that Krishna would like to wake up from Badrinath, which is in the Northern Himalayas, Badrinath. There is a place called Badrinath. How many people know about that Badrinath? And, right. That Badrinath, that is Krishna wants to wake up from there. And he wants to dress at Dwarka. That's where he can dress very princely, very nice. But he wants to eat at Jagannath Puri, which is the western part of the, eastern part of the India. And then he would to take a rest at Rameshwar, which is the southern part of India. Now, so he would like to eat prasadam there. So that's the opulent prasad. So, the prasadam is they continuously, continuous Prabhus and Matajis. Of course, Western people, Western world with a white body, they somehow or other they don't allow in Jagannath Puri temple, inside the temple, nor in Gundicha temple. I tried in 1994 with Nirantara Prabhu, very good friend of ours, Nirantara Das, but they said, nothing. I tried to bribe that, you know, but no, say no, nothing doing. But anyway, the glories of this Jagannath Prasad, you know, more than 5,000 cooks are engaged in preparing at least 56 different items daily. 5,000 cooks. Offerings, yeah, 56 offerings with a different offering, several offerings. Thank you, Prabhu, for correction. That's much prasad. And then prasadam, so sumptuous. How many people had to get a chance to honor the prasad of Lord Jagannath? So nice. So wonderful. Particularly I like those malapua, what is something like that? And lemon rice. Sweet rice. And rabdi. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Alright, today is Ekadasi. Sorry, Prabhu. I'm trying to... Sorry. So, and they continuously cook. See, there are how many... that compound includes 9 kitchens. 2 of them are more than 25 square feet each. And then chula means those clay oven, you know, there is 752 wood burning stoves. And continuously, you know, they are cooking. That's what the prasadam, that's the distribution of prasad. And by eating that remnants, and then one thing, you know, I was reading some magazines, I mean, some Back to Godhead, and it says that prasad, even though it, you know, it is on the ground, if you eat, it's not contaminated, it's pure. Even the Brahmin eats from the dog's mouth, snatch that prasad from the dog's mouth, Jagannath prasad, is not considered as contaminated. That kind of purity in that prasadam. The cutting, chopping, grinding and so on are done just in the front of the kitchen. There are kitchens for 752. 1,000 men were in the kitchen daily, and out of that 500 attained the status of executive chef, you know, I mean, we use some corporate words here, you know, executive, CEO of Prasadam department, you know, or whatever. And then, only those executive chefs, you know, are allowed in that kitchen. And then they cook their prasad, Lord Jagannath prasad. There were several stories, you know, how this happened, you know, prasadam. But, you know, since we are running out of time, and I would like to show you, get you in that spirit, in that mood, show you some slideshow. But before we do that, anybody has any question or any comment or any correction? Yes, Mataji. I can hear, can you repeat, Mike? What is she saying? So many? Tomatoes. I don't know about that. I'm not the head, one of the head puja, head chef of the, no, sorry Mataji, I don't know that tomatoes. I'm sure there must be some reason. Huh? Oh. During that time. Okay. King Indradumna, you know, he is the one in, you know, who built this nice, wonderful temple in Satya Yuga. And he was the 25th son of Lord Brahma in that Indradumna, he was from Avantika. Today's Ujjain. Okay. Alright. So let's look at this slideshow. This is the first Jagannath flyer, Archila Prabhu. In United States. So please, let me see here. I got that piece of paper. Hold on, Prabhu. Let's go. Let's quiz question. You know, how about quiz? You know, quizzing you. What happened to my paper? Anyway, Archita Prabhu, do you have what is the description of each photo? We'll quiz the congregation. Okay, alright, let's start with this. Let's start with, can you go back, Prabhu? Can you go back? Okay, so this, okay, no, go back the, yeah, this is the one. Okay, this is the first Rath Yatra, this is the flyer in 1968, San Francisco, Rath Yatra Festival. That's the first flyer, 1968. That is the first year, it started, Prabhu, is that correct? 68? In San Francisco. Now, this is that picture. Who can tell me which picture is this? Anybody? This is Rath Yatra in San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada was present there. And these are all the devotees, singing during that Rath Yatra, having nice kirtan and bhajan. This is Srila Prabhupada walking on the street. Yeah, this is a world famous picture. This is San Francisco Rath Yatra picture. Look at that. How Srila Prabhupada is, raising both his hands, and that's a, behind him, you see that that's a chariot. And all the devotees are chanting and dancing, and you see those hands, raising those hands below. Prabhu, do you know Archita Prabhu? Who was that, that Prabhu? Do you know that, the one which is? Yeah, that Prabhu is singing, huh? Sudama. And then next to him? Guru Kripa. Yeah. Hari Bol, thank you. And this is a picture of Rath Yatra in London. Is this a London or? Oh, yeah. That's where Tamal Krishna Maharaj is there. Archita Prabhu, can you put the cursor to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj? Yeah, there you go. See, these are the great memories, for grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Bolo Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That's Srila Prabhupada. And this is Snana Yatra. This is the time Chaitanya, Jagannath Ji, Baldevi Ji, Subhadra Maharani, this is in Jagannath Puri. This is the time they come out and they give a darshan to all the conditioned souls. And all the pandas, sitting there, this is a preparation of Snana Yatra in Jagannath Puri. These are, on the left hand side, that's Prabhu, is this Jayananda. Huh? Jayananda Prabhu. He is the one, he built all those chariots in 1968, 69, 70. Is that right, Prabhu? Archita Prabhu? That's the Prabhu. He's no longer. Yeah. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he's on the, next to Srila Prabhupada. This is also in San Francisco. This is in Jagannath Puri. Look at three chariots, and behind that, very wonderful, wonderful Jagannath temple. Right? So are you Prabhus and Mataji, are you right now in Jagannath Puri? In your mind? Right? This is again, after giving them a snan, Jagannath, and this is that Jagannath Puri special dress. And this is our very famous Jagannath Ji Baldevi Subhadra Maharani of Los Angeles ki jai. That concludes our this tonight's lecture. Hare Krishna. Yes. The Rath Yatra started in San Francisco. Archita Prabhu can answer that question. And then how this Jagannath Ji Baldevi Subhadra Maharani's chariot festival of chariot started. When Mataji, her name is Malati Mataji. She went to one store and she found one small deity of Jagannath. So she fall in love with that small doll, So she thought it was a doll, but it was Jagannath, right? So she brought it and then she showed it to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I found this one. Srila Prabhupada immediately offered his obeisance. Says, oh, this is wonderful. This is Lord Jagannath. Where are the other two? So she said that there are several others also along with Lord Jagannath. So Srila Prabhupada asked her to go and bring other those two, which is Subhadra Maharani and Baldev Ji. So she went there and brought other those two. And that's how the whole thing started in Western world, particularly in San Francisco. So that's what, by the way, Jagannath Ji, when you go to the temple, Jagannath Puri, the temple, Jagannath Ji, you know, he has three potencies. One is Balram Ji, he is the Jiva Shakti. Subhadra Maharani, she is the potency of Maya Shakti. And then Jagannath Ji is the Chitta Shakti. So, and then there is one more thing, it's called Sudarshan. Sudarshan is a protection potency of Lord Shri Krishna. Sudarshan protects devotees. And there is one more, then the last one is Prasadam. And then Prasadam represents love, mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath. Okay, thank you so much. Hare Krishna, all the Vishnu Srila Prabhupada, all the Vishnu your devotees, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.